If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Could you please get off your phone? We're in front of people with guests over here.
I did not realize you were recording already.
We are recording already.
I just opened a DM. I was about to reply to somebody.
Are you about to reply right now?
I mean, look, I just opened it. Now she's going to, like, now they're going to think that I just left them on red.
Okay, do you want to maybe record a voice message real quick?
Hold on a second.
Are you going to reply to that or no?
I already replied. Sometimes a double tap is enough.
Sometimes a double tap is enough?
I mean, sometimes there's nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Like, when you get a DM and you open, oh, you know what I hate?
We're not about to talk about Instagram again.
Oh, right.
We're not about to do that again.
How did you guys like that episode? I enjoyed it.
I had a good time. I really liked it, especially because I feel like I live on the Explore page.
And so many people relate it.
I'm glad to hear that.
I wonder if any boyfriends got in trouble because their girl was like, hey, let me see your shit.
Well, it's funny because my friend Carolina, shout out to you because I know you're probably watching this right now.
Really? How do you know?
Or not watching, listening.
How do you know?
She like listens to all the episodes.
Did she listen to the Instagram one?
I don't know if she listened to it. I think she listened to some of it. Like, she wasn't done listening.
Yeah, she was like, that shit too long.
That's a long episode. Yeah, I would be curious. I would be curious, like, how long are people listening to the pods? Because now the audio ones are just so long.
I think people listen all the way through.
We'd just be chilling over
here. I think people listen all the way through.
I wish I could explain the brain chemistry difference that happens between the audio episodes and when we had the video, because you guys,
I think you can explain it.
It's like as if we're just chilling, like we're just here, we're catching up. There was, it's so hard to explain.
Why is it so different?
It's so different.
But you know what's crazy? People tell me that
they can hear it.
We can hear how relaxed you are, like, in the audio episodes.
But I don't think we're necessarily uptight
exactly
in the other ones.
That's why I was just like, hold on a second. You mean to tell me that we were like not relaxed?
I just think we're not thinking about like, okay, what am I wearing? How am I sitting? No, not that we were necessarily overthinking that either.
Okay, so what is
it? But I think now there's like the freedom to not do any of that. Like, I don't have to set up, I don't know, something
But
about
how
it.
Come the... They can hear, because they can't see anything. So they can hear the relaxedness in our voices or in a conversation.
I don't know.
Which should be the same, even if there's cameras or not.
Something.
But I think you know what it is for me personally. I get to see, you guys don't see how I'm sitting right now.
You're not sitting that weird.
I would never sit like this during the regular pod. Like, even right now, if I want to, like right now, I'm standing up.
Oh my God, Yanni loves to do this. He loves to go in like a different room because we have our cords.
Oh, you know what we should get?
Our cords to the mics are super long.
Are pretty long, right? But I think we should get some wireless mics. So then like...
Nah, the quality is not going to be that good.
I can be in the kitchen making a tea.
Nah, that'd be crazy. We're starting like, we're potting while we're making dinner or something.
It's like we're just having the evening and we're just talking.
Yeah. You guys have come over for dinner and this is just a conversation happening across the kitchen island. You know, it's like we're still prepping the chicken and the salad.
Why are we talking about chicken right now?
And then you as our guests are across just enjoying your glass of wine and we're just chopping it up. I've been really using chopping it up as a term recently.
I've been using that for years.
No, I, kn- I mean, I know it's.
Do you guys ever use chopping it up? Like, if you're
that's the thing in the U.S. Like, you don't say that in Europe. If you don't speak English,
or you're learning English, because actually, by the way, a lot of people listen to this learning English. Like, I get so many DMs from people saying, "I love the pod and it helps me learn English."
That's great.
And when I was learning English, podcasting wasn't really a thing. No. Otherwise, I would have been all over podcasting. I used to watch. Like YouTube videos.
Mm.
Everything was in English.
I used to watch
a lot of interviews.
Yeah.
Which
specifically
is
kinda, like to learn English?
Yeah, specifically interviews. You know why? Because I would listen to someone. Okay, here's a tip. If you're learning English, listen to a lot of interviews. Also listen to the podcast, of course, always. But listen to interviews on YouTube. And the way it helped me learn English is I would hear the way the questions were asked.
It's like the order of the words, too.
And then I would see how the person is responding. Because life is about answering questions, if we really think about it.
Yeah, that's
true. It's not about that, but a lot of the times when you're having conversations with people,
you're answering
to something. Yeah. Or like you're going, like, it's like
you
a healthy
go the
back
and
forth. Exactly. So it was the back and forth, exactly, that I used to love. So do that.
Well, my tip for when I was learning English was the biggest thing. It's easier to say now that it was easier to do what I'm about to say when I was 12, 13 years old compared to being, you know, like in your 20s or 30s. But it was just to like not be afraid to be wrong. Like if you can get out of your head and not be scared that however you're going to say something and however you're going to pronounce it and the order of the words of your question or whatever you're going to say, the fear of being wrong is like what's going to hold you back, and that's going to hold you back from progressing and learning.
I feel like
that was one thing that I remember thinking to myself that I was even told like when I was younger, when I moved to Canada, and then I was like scared to talk. And then I remember there was this one girl that she was so like cool and rebellious and kind of like I don't give a shit type energy.
I like that.
I forget her name, but I can remember her. She had a very specific type of aura, and I didn't expect her. Like, she was the type of girl that you didn't even expect to be nice to you, but out of nowhere she was like, you just have to not care whether what you say is right or wrong. You have to just like talk and your English will get better.
She told you that in English?
Yeah. I could understand, but I was just, there was many times where I was just like, you could tell I would stop myself from even saying what I want to say because I would be scared of being wrong. And I would like overthink it.
That was a real thing for you.
Yeah. And that, the fact that I have such a specific memory of her saying that to me.
Where were you?
We were like in the cafeteria, but not in like, we were in the lobby area. And we were sitting at these tables. And it was during summer.
Were you friends with her, or she just came up to you like, yo, girl?
No. I was in their class. Like, I was in there. It was during summer school. So I wasn't going to the school yet. It's when I was auditioning. So my family had just moved to the U.S. And then we moved in like August. Oh, no, sorry. This was right before we moved to the U.S. We knew we were about to move to Seattle. And we were moving sometime in August. And I went to this summer school in Canada. Before I was actually going to the school, it was kind of like an audition for 3 weeks. And I was going to that in, I think, June or July. And then I was...
So you were the first one to fly over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, and this is when I went to the summer school, and I was supposed to be in the 6th grade or 7th grade, like, class.
In Canada, it's called grade 6 or 7.
Sure, yeah, it is. And then, but then I actually got moved up to the grade 8.
Why?
Because I was like so good.
Oh my God.
So
really?
The girls that I was talking to didn't even end up being in my grade when I ended up going to the school full time.
Were you one of those early graduates?
No. It was only in the beginning that I was like really good, and then everybody called
me. And then they dropped you?
No, they didn't drop me. I was just like,
it
I was
only in the beginning.
I was
good
just
and then
really good at the beginning. I would say like I was just more advanced in like my ballet skills earlier
at
when
your
I was
age.
Younger.
Yeah.
But then, you know, later
okay. on. Okay. So welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast, guys. Okay. My name is Yoni Kodo and my lovely host here.
And wife. My name is Alia Zaitza. And did you have something that you wanted to talk about? Because I have something that I want to talk about.
No, I have something I want to talk about.
Okay.
And I want to kind of keep talking about this.
Okay.
Yes, but also I had an announcement, okay? Since you said wife, which it is true, if you didn't know, we are married. And
it's funny because this is actually what I wanted to talk about.
Yesterday, I finally got my ring.
If you don't know what ring he's talking about, he's talking about a wedding ring.
A wedding band. Yeah, a wedding band. And
is this what you wanted to talk about?
It's, not for the whole episode.
Okay.
But I just wanted to announce real quick that I got my ring and it's exactly...
That you got married?
It's exactly the ring that I wanted.
Slightly too big, potentially.
Whoa. Can I finish my announcement? It's a little bit too big. I wanted to say that.
Oh, sorry.
So, it's a size 9, but I think I needed a size 8.5. Which is very frustrating because I don't have patience for mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, we've been kind of going through it with this ring.
Yeah, I don't have patience for like, oh, actually, it was this, and actually, you got to send it back, and it's going to take another 2 weeks. It's like, yo, I paid for this shit.
I mean, yeah, but things take time, especially because this is like a custom ring.
Exactly. And you said custom ring, but it sounds like...
It's not that fancy.
It's very simple, but it doesn't look like the... traditional men's wedding band, you know, like
it doesn't look that different.
It is different because it's like round. It's almost like fully round all the way around.
It's almost like a barrel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
I was gonna say silver, but it's not silver. It's platinum, and it looks great. I'm really, really happy.
Yeah, Yoni's really excited to have this ring. Do you want to tell us why you're so excited to have this ring?
I wanted to have this ring so then, you know, women can finally leave me alone.
Oh my God.
They can see that this man is married and he's taken forever.
He's taken?
Yeah. And that's it. But someone told me.
What?
When you have a ring.
Yeah.
It attracts more people.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Stop acting like you never heard that before.
I have never heard that
before. People said, and I don't know if this is true or not, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, okay? Like, I'm good. I don't need it to happen.
I mean, no, I would like this to see, like, what if this can be an experiment.
But people say that if someone sees you have a ring, whether you're a man or a woman, right?
Okay, and you have, like, a wedding ring on the ring finger.
Exactly. And you're somewhere out. And your person is not there with you.
Okay.
Some people say, and I've heard this many times before, even in movies, it's a real thing that... it attracts people more to you because it shows loyalty. Like, it shows that you're committed. And that's attractive to people.
I get that.
It's like, oh, shit. Like, this person is, like, a good person. You know, like, he's, like, he has a good heart. Or she has a good heart.
Okay.
So, automatically...
I feel like that applies maybe more to men.
Automatically, if I see... And honestly, too. Like, yeah. Even for me, when I see other people with wedding rings...
I was going to say the same thing.
You...
Like, you're different. Like, you're at a different place.
No, like, you're a good person.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. I'm not saying if you don't have it that you're not a good person. No,
it's not necessarily that if you don't have it.
That you're not a good person.
It's more like if someone has it, it adds a layer to that person without even talking or knowing.
What is that? That layer means, like, you...
Yeah, they're committed. They're not scared of commitment. They're more, like, serious in their life, like, where they're...
You're at a different... point in your life, kind of.
Yeah. Like, you're also, it shows loyalty, it shows like you're a trustworthy person.
You took a step.
It shows that like you've been in a relationship with someone, you have someone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like figure out what else.
No,
it
but
shows.
To me, when I see someone with a wedding ring, I do think about like
they're
something,
like mature. They're mature.
Like, for
they're
some reason, I just trust them more.
No, I get it. It's funny because I was just editing a video and...
Yo, I don't know if this is fucked up or not. I'm saying, no, shout out to everybody who's not married, okay? This is not even about that.
But it's not even that if I see someone, I don't even notice that someone doesn't have a ring. I only notice if someone has a ring and then make conclusions based on that. Especially if it's a person that when you look at them, they're not giving that energy. They're not giving...
What
the energy that they would be a committed person in a relationship. I'm not saying this applies to you or me at all. I want to give the example of I went to this restaurant with my friend a couple days ago, and it was like an open kitchen. And the guy that was cooking like right in front of us, he had like a lot of tattoos. He was kind of like not scruffy looking, but he just kind of looked like a typical, if you watch The Bear, he looked very typical bear-like.
I don't like where this is going.
What do you mean?
No, continue.
And I'm just saying that I made a note in my mind about the fact that I was surprised to see he had a wedding band on.
Why?
Exactly what you're trying to describe. Like, there's something about, I feel like, because he looked so kind of like,
Rough
around the edges.
Okay.
You usually associate someone like that with, you know, it's like they're more rebellious, or maybe they like aren't traditional. Like,
I
not
see. Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I get
we all know what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, but I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't, just because someone is tatted up.
Okay. It wasn't just that. It was the aura. His aura was just up, not given.
Piercings, whatever. That doesn't matter because
they didn't have piercings.
Okay. But even if they did, right?
But I just thought it was cool that he had a wedding ring.
Of course. Like every...
And he was cooking some amazing food. I must tell you that.
Right.
Amazing scallops, steak, like everything.
Okay.
And he was killing it too. Like, so the way that he was just cooking in the kitchen.
So you caught yourself looking at his ring and being like, wow, like what was going through your mind? Like you didn't expect him to...
I was just like, damn, that's so cool that he is married. I don't know how to explain
I don't know why I don't know what to say to that.
I don't know how to explain it, but as I was editing the video too, I just remember looking at him as a person and thinking like, wow, he's such a typical like tatted up chef vibe.
Okay, which is cool.
Which is cool.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm all about the restaurant chef culture shit. Like, I love all that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And then to see that he had a very simple, traditional wedding band on, then I was like, oh shit, okay, like I wonder what your wife is like. I mean, if it's a wife, it could be a husband too.
Yeah
I, no,
I get it, and I appreciate your honesty. This is very honest to share, because
what do you think someone's gonna think?
No, because someone can listen to this and feel maybe judged.
In what way?
Like, let's say someone is listening to this and they're
and they have
tatted
a lot of
up
tattoos.
And they feel like,
I love tattoos.
Yeah, I know, but you saying you're surprised that they're married is like as if someone who has tattoos is not supposed to be married. So I just
that's not even, I have tattoos. I'm not even talking about that.
Okay.
That's not what I mean. I just meant that guy specifically. I can't paint you a picture of that guy.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's just my personal impression.
No, I get that. I get it, because sometimes I know everybody knows. Actually, everybody knows what you meant by what you said.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. I'm and it's not even in a negative way. Like, it's not like, oh,
you know,
I didn't expect
you know what
him.
I heard?
He also looked young. Like, it was just, I don't know. He looked really young. Like, his face was like young guy, which is why another thing. He was like the typical New York, like, young guy who's like cooking it up in the kitchen. He's just like, I don't know. You
just
have to
grinding.
Explain. Just like grinding. He was like sweaty. He was like cooking those scallops. He was like just in his zone.
Damn, were you into him or something? The way you describe
no,
it, it's like, where is this going?
No, he was just like right across from us, and it was an open kitchen. So we were constantly looking to see like what ingredients he's using. You know, like my friend and I were big foodies. So we were just like, oh, look at what he's putting on the
Stuff, you know? I get it. I guess I misunderstood a little bit what you were saying. That's it. My bad.
I'm not judging anybody that has a lot of tattoos.
Shit, I'm trying to get more tattoos.
I'm trying to get more tattoos. And I have like cute little tattoos, you know, I don't have like big ones. But still, I don't judge anybody for having hella tattoos.
I'm trying to get the big ones, the traditional tattoos.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to get some on my leg. I'm trying to get some like on my arms.
He had a neck tattoo. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, you want me to get a neck tattoo?
No. But I want to talk about, I think this would actually be really interesting, because I don't think if we talked about this much, why? Because if you don't know, we've been married for almost 4 years. November 18th is our anniversary, and we'll be married for 4 years this year.
4 years is
and
crazy.
We have just now gotten our wedding rings. And I think that's not usually, you know, it's like, it's when people hear that, it's a little bit surprising. I also got my wedding ring recently. Mm-hmm. I picked it up on our way back from Copenhagen. And yeah, I feel like it would be interesting to tell people, like, I'm sure people would normally ask if they were just in the room with us, you know, across the kitchen island.
Okay.
Like, why did you guys not get them when you actually, you know, got married? We, if you don't know, we didn't have a wedding. We just went to the courthouse. It was small, cute, and sweet. Our moms were there, and then we celebrated with them, and then we had dinner, just the two of us. We wanted to just be super, like, truly super low-key.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But this was in November 2021. So COVID was still happening.
COVID definitely was still happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. So you want to talk about that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, cool. I had no idea.
I feel like it would be really cool. Like, we had literally no topic going into this. And I think since you talked about your ring, I think it would be a cool...
okay.
I don't know. Just like, so, get into it.
So the reason... First of all, okay, so my perspective.
Yeah, let's okay? hear.
The reason why we didn't get rings from the very beginning was that to us, the way we view getting married and doing the whole like legal thing, it's about you and your person. That's it. There's nothing else. Like the ring, the family, the big party, the invitation, the room you gotta rent, the clothes you wear. It's like, that's extra shit to us. Okay. Yeah. So to us, it was purely what we're doing for each other and with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's number one.
Yeah. The second thing, I feel like I remember, I would kind of have to ask my mom, but I do remember saying to her something about how I just find like that, you know, having rings is like, for me, the biggest thing is just with the whole like having an engagement ring. And then like, as the girls, like, you have an engagement ring, but why doesn't a guy have an engagement ring? And then the guy, he gets the engagement ring and then proposes to the girl. And it's like all these things. To me, I find them very like old school in a way that I just don't, they don't feel natural to me.
It's almost like
it didn't feel natural to us.
Yeah, it didn't feel natural to me either. And I just don't, personally, I just don't like doing things in such a like step by step, right? So this happens first, and then you're supposed to do this.
Yeah.
And then you get the ring, and then she's gonna.
And that, like, is not in any way to say that, like, if you are into that stuff, like, we're judging you.
No, or
like,
not at
like,
all.
It's wrong. We get it.
Because also, sorry, so sorry.
No, go.
Because in some cultures, whether it's like something you chose to do, the parents have so much say in True. How you're going to get married. Like sometimes like the kids, they do it exactly how their parents want them to do because culturally that's just what happens.
I mean that, or it just happens that everybody wanted to do it that way, you know, because you also get brought up into a culture. Everybody around you celebrates and does weddings and all these things the same way. So then you also yeah. want to like be or have the same things as well.
Or if you honestly maybe didn't want to do it the way you guys do it traditionally, whatever culture you're from, there's like a little bit of pressure that comes with that. Like, damn, yeah. like if I don't do it, that means I'm going to get judged yeah. by my family.
Exactly. People so be like, what do you mean you're not going to do this?
So then you just do it and listen, however you celebrate your love, love is love and it's always beautiful. So like, this is just what we chose to do, but I love weddings. You yeah. know, like going to weddings is always fun. It's always emotional because you see two people, no matter how they celebrate it, it's always a beautiful thing.
I think for us, like we just truly didn't think about any of that. Because I remember even when we told like the few people, it's like, oh yeah, we're going to get married, all these things. Like people were so... Like, then the next question is, like, for me, is, let me see your ring.
Oh, they always look at the ring. Like,
and I'm like, I ain't got one. Like, why do you always expect, like, why do I have to have a ring? Like, why can't we just get married? Why does it have to be this whole, like, oh, like, what ring did he get you? And, like
but it's
how
always...
big is the thing? Like, it's just already, there's so much attached to it. And you can either look at it as, like, it's just a ring and it's just a this and it's just a that. You can, but I can't help but, like... see the read between the lines of all these things, from like how people measure themselves to these types of things. How much money was spent on this ring? How big was it? How did he do it? And it's also just the base principle of the fact that it's in his hands that he asks. And then it's like
whenever he wants, it'll happen. And if he never asked, then it'll never happen.
It's like all those things. We both felt the same way from the very beginning, and we've always been so open about it. Yeah. And we just really got lucky in the sense that we matched on this from the very beginning. It was never that like one of us wanted one thing, the other one wanted a different thing. We were both just like, we want to do it the way that feels most natural to us. And that's what it was too. And the reason why we didn't get like even rings at the time is because we were like, okay, we want to get married. If you've never gotten married before in the US, at least you have to like apply for a license. And once you get the license, then you have like a certain amount of time to basically get married. And I don't know, it was COVID, and we just wanted to get married. We weren't thinking about any of the extra stuff.
I'm even glad that we didn't get rings back then, because I feel like the style of ring that I would have wanted back then would have been so much different than this.
Why are you stealing what I'm about to say?
Were you about to say that? I feel like I heard you say that before, yeah. And I was like, damn, that's kind of good. I want to say that. No, it's honestly, and I think I'm going to post, like, can I post a picture of it, like, on my Instagram story?
Here. Listen, this is another thing.
No, I just want to show people, like, I finally got my ring.
I mean, like, what would you post? You take a photo of your hand and then just say something about it?
I'm like, I got married today.
I don't know. I find that, like, a little cringe. People do that, but I don't know. All these types of things to me are just, they feel so unnatural and, like...
Because everything other than you and your person celebrating your love however you want to, to me, I guess to us too, I can speak for both of us, it feels just, it's just extra shit, you know,
which is cool. That it just feels extra to us, you know, and that's exactly why we just did it the way that we did. I would say the one thing that I would have loved to have gotten, if you want to say, the one part of the whole like getting married aspect that I wish we didn't miss out on because we didn't have a wedding or a celebration or something like that, is having our entire families from all over, because it just so happens that ours is really spread out, from like Yoni's family is like in so many different places to like my family in Romania and then some that are in the US. It's like, if we were to have had a wedding wherever it would have been, it would have been an opportunity for every single person, whoever would have been able to come and made the effort to come to our wedding, to have been in the same place together.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that will bring people together like a wedding.
That's very true.
Because it's like basically two families, you know, coming together.
It's just a great opportunity for everybody to meet each other.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, even if a wedding is different, like when you have a baby, like not everybody's going to come. It's not the same thing. A wedding is like people would come to the wedding.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And because our family's so spread out, and like we live in New York, we don't have any family here.
Like some, everybody would have to fly Seattle, out.
Other families in Europe and different countries. So if like there would have been people that would have made the effort, I don't even know where we would have had the wedding. Because that would have been a lot of flying for people to come to the US.
I feel like we would have to do it like in the middle of the ocean.
Just right in the middle, just New York.
Just meet us in the middle.
Yeah. So that's one thing that I kind of am like,
yeah, me too,
sad that we didn't get. But that's the only part. Like, I'm good without any other stuff. It could have been like everybody come over to the house type thing.
But, you know, it's not too late. Like, we could still.
But people won't come. It's not the same. Like, this is not the same level.
It is. We can do. On our 10th year anniversary, okay?
Yeah.
So by then, we probably already have our kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it will be so... Because people celebrate anniversaries that way. So I guess our first anniversary, like 10-year anniversary, could be the party. We'll be in a different place in our lives. We're going to choose a good location. I don't want to be an inconvenience to anybody.
I just feel like still people wouldn't treat it the way that it would be like a wedding.
That's you saying it?
Like, people wouldn't make the effort, because I'm talking about like effort in time, money.
Why are you saying that?
I'm thinking about like grandparents, like older people.
You speaking for them. You don't
getting on a plane or things like that.
They would have had to get on a plane if we did it 4 years ago.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. Anyways.
You're just speaking for them. Like, if you get an invite from your kid or your grandchildren, hey, we would love for you to be here.
Yeah, but people are old. People have health issues. It's not that simple.
So you're thinking, okay, so you're thinking about something else.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Okay, but okay.
It's not about, like, if they want. I'm just saying, like, if it were the wedding.
Okay.
I think people would have made a different, like, people just look at weddings differently.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways.
I think we're talking about two different things. You're talking about grandparents getting old.
Yeah.
And you're like talking about the wedding. Like, is it the wedding being the first one that means more to you?
It's both.
Okay.
It's like being like, oh, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary. It's like, oh, congratulations, but like, it's not that big of a deal. But like getting married, it's like a big deal to everyone's in their mind. It's like a 10-year anniversary. It's like, you've been married. Like, okay.
I mean, that is true. I mean, we're still going to do it, right? Do you still want to do it?
That's not what I'm talking about.
I mean, no, because you're saying that to say what? Like,
We missed the opportunity when like your grandma could have met my grandma. That's what I'm talking about. You know, because like our 10-year anniversary, nobody's going to look at it as our wedding in terms of importance.
I think if my grandchildren one day send me, hey, Grandpa Yoni, we're doing a 10-year anniversary and we would love for you to be there. You think I'm going to be like, yeah, they'll be all right.
Yeah, it just depends. How's your health doing? Like different things like that.
What if my health is great?
And then that's great, you know, but that's not always the case.
That's not always the case. So what's something else?
So I want to talk about my my wedding ring. So I wanted to talk about why we changed our minds. Because I do feel like I wish I could ask my mom, because I think she would be able to say that there's this one time when she asked me, I think, about rings, or we were talking about weddings or different things like that. And it is true that at one point I was a little bit anti. I was a little bit like anti everything when it comes to like marriage, just because I hate the way there's so much emphasis on like the bride and like the woman. This is the biggest day of her life, like all these things. And it's like, no, it's not about her. It's about them, both people that are getting married.
Why do we always think it's just about her?
Well, because traditionally that's just for years and years and centuries, and I don't even know how many years that it's,
I mean,
always,
I don't
always been historically framed that way because of, you know, patriarchal societies and stuff like that, and I just don't subscribe to that type of mentality. And I just took it further where those things, they might not necessarily be like that now.
Stop touching me with your foot.
Sorry, but they come from that, you know? Yeah. So that's why I don't like the wedding dress thing. I don't like the whole, like, anyways, historical significance. And I kind of got so into it that I was like, yeah, like, I don't want to do rings because, like, why do you need to show other people that you're married, blah, 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 whatever. I was really, like, going on that wave.
Nah, that was you. You was really deep.
Yeah, I was doing a lot. And even though I still subscribe to pretty much everything else that I said before, I do love the fact that we have rings now. And I'm also, which you stole what I was going to say. I'm really glad that we waited to get it, because who knows what Alia in 2021 type of ring she would have gotten.
2021, I remember that era. 2021, like, you were very colorful. That's when you were wearing bunch of like...
That was like the beginning of YouTube. I was figuring out who I was. I don't know. You only just show me some photos. I used to get like those long ass fake gel nails.
Yeah.
That would then be like a colorful gel tips.
I mean,
and
I like
things.
I like, it was cute. It was cool. I like it.
Yeah. You will.
But yeah, so anyways, we got the ring now and I can't stop looking at it.
Why?
I can't stop looking at it. Even though it's like a half size bigger, it still fits okay, but I just, it doesn't
feel.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be like slipping around like that. It's my ring.
It's not slipping around.
My ring, I wasn't done. I don't know why you're like moving on from my side of the story.
Oh, okay. So your ring.
My ring is from Poland. And the story about my ring is that the ring had shipped to New York. And because of a bunch of different like paperwork, random shit like that, Homeland Security kept holding it at the border. It was like not, I couldn't get to it. And the jewelry shop kept talking to them, kept sending them a bunch of things, etc.
That's so annoying.
And they ended up sending the ring back to Poland. Now, I was like, okay, we can't go through this again. And we knew that we were going on the Portugal trip, and then we're going to go to Lisbon. I mean, and then we're going to go to Copenhagen. And when I was looking at flights to go from Copenhagen back to New York, I saw that there were a lot of the flights had a layover in Warsaw. And Warsaw is where the wedding, where my ring shop is from, like the jewelry shop. So I was like, okay, you know what? Like, let's give this a try. So I emailed the shop.
That's some Mission Impossible shit right there.
I emailed the shop and I was like, hey, you guys, like, this is what's happening. We're going to fly through Warsaw. We can get, like, it was nice, too, that we could actually get, there were several options for how long the layover in Warsaw could have been. We could have even been there for, like, a whole day if we wanted to. Originally, I was like, what if we just... Like, I come out of the airport, I, like, go to the store, I pick up the ring. But then I was like, you know what? Like, can you guys meet us? Can you meet us at the airport? Can someone come? And luckily, and it's a really, like, small shop, but I really loved that ring.
Yo, going to the store would have been crazy.
It was only, like, a 20-minute drive from
the
airport.
I know, but it's, like, it's a city, it's a new country, you don't know anything, and that really would have been some impossible shit.
Yeah.
So, wait, what is it called? Impossible Mission?
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. Allie in Warsaw looking for the ring.
It does sound like some like money
heist.
And then
you get the...
some diamond heist type thing. Luckily, one of the people, because it's a small like jewelry brand, you know, so then they agreed to come. So then I went to the airport. We arrived in Warsaw, and then I went out of the airport like in arrivals, and I was just waiting by like a subway or something like that. And then I was emailing with the lady, and then she was like, hey, I'm here. I'm across from like this coffee shop in arrivals, right? Like where your family would come say hello and like pick you up from the airport. And she was like, oh, I'm like blonde hair, blonde short hair and all black. And then I'm like wearing all my airport shit, you know, looking tired. And then I was like, hi. And then she just.
Yeah, she never told me the story.
She just gave me the ring. Like, she was just like, okay, here you go. And then I just felt like I was doing something wrong. Like, I was going to pick up something, like, from another city or
country.
Did you
feel like you were doing some illegal shit?
But I wasn't doing anything wrong whatsoever. It could have been anything, like a book. Like, I wasn't doing anything sketch. But something about the fact that, like, I was going out of the airport to get something and then leave again, it just felt... It felt like suspicious.
So when you got the ring and you holding it and you're walking back into the airport with your hoodie on.
Well, first, okay, you're so dramatic. I didn't have a hoodie on. Did you feel like... at first, like I tried on the ring, obviously to make sure that it fit because they needed to make a smaller size for me specifically.
I got a question.
What?
Was there any part of you that was like kind of scared to meet this lady?
No.
Okay, good.
Not at all. But then she was like, you know, wear the ring so then you don't have to like deal with all these like different, you know, shits like people asking. Like if it's in like a box or something, then they think it's like a gift and it's like how expensive it is. It's like a whole thing.
But why does that even matter?
I don't know. So, yeah. So then I put on the ring. It was good. I said,
thank
you.
It's crazy how it fits perfectly.
No, it does fit perfectly. I'm so glad. Because imagine they had to do a custom size.
If it didn't fit?
If it didn't fit, then I don't know what we'd have done.
Refund.
Yeah, probably. But this is exactly the ring that I wanted. So, yeah. And then I just like went back to the airport. I already had my boarding pass. Mm-hmm. So I just scanned the boarding pass, walked in, went through customs. So I was like, hello, goodbye. And then I met with you in the airport back in.
It was so nice to see you.
Yeah. I sent Yoni photos of the ring. I was just like, what do you
think? I could tell Ali was really excited. And I could tell that she really loved the ring because she didn't send me just one photo. Like, she sent me multiple photos. But here's the thing. Every photo was in a completely different angle.
Yeah, I had to give you, like, profile view up top to the side.
Fist open. Yeah, it was cool. I really like that ring, too. And I like mine as well.
I think it really suits. Like, I don't think I would have... I don't know what ring. I would be so curious if I could, like, somehow go back in time. Or at least if I knew... Like, I had, like, maybe a Pinterest board or something saved from back then. But I think I was just so anti, like, all these things.
You weren't even looking at rings.
That I was, like, not even thinking about it.
like if we were to get rings. I don't know. Yeah. And now I'm really happy to have a ring that signifies our commitment to each other. If you're curious, it's like a wedding band, but it has a little diamond in the middle because I just felt like I wanted it to be slightly more feminine, but it's still very much like my, I don't know what you would call this, like not subdued, like low-key.
Yeah. No, it's really nice. Ring. Do you guys want to hear my ring story? It's not as dramatic as Ali's, but
yeah, I was gonna say, what's your ring story?
Yeah, so my ring story is that I ordered a ring from a website, really good, high quality stuff. So I trusted them, read a bunch of reviews as we all do, and it was great. Of course, there's always like a couple like bad reviews that I'm just like, oh shit, but it was good. I trusted them, right? Mm-hmm. And I still do, and I'm glad I did. So I placed the order. We go try it out, right? Like we try like the sizing and all that.
Yeah, like in person.
Yeah, in person. Very nice people. So I'm kind of going to like just fast forward a little bit, but I get an email and this is kind of like a confirmation that everything is right before the ring goes into production. So it says the size, what material it is, and all that stuff, right?
It has
it had a photo of the ring.
Yeah, like a, it's not really a photo. It's like a graph.
Yeah, it's like a graph of the ring. And it says size 4.5.
No, it doesn't even say size. It just says
4.5. So I'm looking at the 4.5. I'm like, I have nothing to do with 4.5.
No, the 4.5 was the width.
It was the width of the ring.
You're going to get a 4.5 millimeter thick ring.
I was going to get that.
And so there was a 4.5 that should have been somewhere.
Right. But that 4.5 signified something else.
Yeah, because when you received the prototype.
I received the prototype, you guys. And I'm telling you, the ring couldn't fit my pinky.
Yeah, 4.5 is like my size.
That's how small it was. And I was so excited to get it. And I opened the box. And I was just like, okay, cool. Let me just try it out so I can confirm and it can go into production. And that ring was smaller than... It was very, very small. It didn't fit my pinky. So very, very disappointed. And I'm already the most impatient person ever.
Yeah.
I hate waiting. I hate returns and then waiting again.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And somehow Yoni always gets unlucky with shit going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Course, my ring, I order it. It's in another country. If it doesn't fit, if it doesn't work, like, I don't know what we're going to do because I'm not coming back to Warsaw just for this ring.
Yeah, exactly.
And they had to make it a custom size for me. And of course it fit.
Perfectly too. So anyways, I deal with my little thing. I email her. I say, hey, this is... Oh, no. So we go back to see her in person.
Oh, yeah.
And then when we sit down and she's like, hi. So Yoni, did you get my email? Because... No,
we tried it on in person.
Yeah, I didn't receive it. Sorry. We tried it on in person because she emailed us.
Yeah, so we go like in their office because you have an appointment to try the prototype.
Yeah, at the office. Sorry, I got the story all mixed up.
But then
when we got there, she's like, because she sees that I'm all excited. Like, yeah. You know, she sees my energy like, oh, he's excited. Like, he must have not read my email, which I didn't. She was like, hey, so just to clarify, like, did you read my email because something happened? And then I'm just like, oh, gosh, what happened? And then she told me, at first I thought that she can't see me today, reschedule,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
But then she was like, so basically what I said in the email was that
they made an error.
They made a mistake and it's the wrong size. So we're going to, I was trying to keep it chill, but I was really frustrated.
I mean, listen, this is a 3D printed prototype. Like, this is not the actual ring in like material.
But how do you make a mistake like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, so that mistake happened. I was very, very disappointed. Like, everything she said after that point, I wouldn't even listen.
The reason why Yoni was so disappointed is because he kind of wanted to have his ring before we went on the trip.
Yeah, I wanted to have that before we went on
the trip. But I don't know why you would want that because I wasn't going to have my ring yet either.
Yeah.
And we said, the thing is, we did say we were going to wear our rings at the same time, like once we both have them, but I wore my ring from the very beginning and I never took it off.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So anyway, that happens. I'm very disappointed walking back out. I remember that day, I was just kind of like, why does this always happen to me? Like, when classic. I order shoes, it's too small. When I order t-shirts, it's too big. When I, like, there's always some, that's why I hate shopping online.
Yeah, so true.
Me, when it comes to me spending money on anything, I need to be there. I need to try it on and look in the mirror and be like, okay, this is good. This is confirmed.
Yeah, because Yoni hates dealing with, like, returns.
I hate it. I'm just not patient like that. I don't know how you online shoppers can do. I need to be there in person. Okay, so anyway, so of course this happens with my ring. Nothing new, right? So they fixed it. Long story short, I finally got it 2 days ago and I put it on.
And
of course, it's a little too big. I'm glad they got the design exactly how I wanted,
yeah,
which
the
is
design
just
is good.
It's just
resizing it is the easy part.
When I say design, people think it's like it has some design. There's no design on the ring.
The silhouette.
Yeah, the silhouette or just the shape of the ring. It's not flat. It's
cut.
Like round.
Like a barrel.
Yeah, exactly. Like a barrel. They nailed that. It's perfect. I made the ring a lot thinner than 4.5 millimeter, right? So this is 3 millimeter.
Yeah, I feel like it's actually, now that I think about it, the 4.5 would have been thick.
It would have been so big.
Yeah, it would have been really thick.
Like, it's too aggressive. Like, this is nice, you know? Some people might say this is too thin for like a men's ring, but I mean, what does
no,
that mean?
It's,
you know,
whatever. Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, so I love how thin it is, and it's perfect.
I mean,
it's
don't think it's like really thin, though.
No. It's not super thin, but it's nice. You
yeah.
know? So
I do want to talk about, because okay. I did take this photo of that I really like, just like the photo, but it's like of my arm. When I'm walking, I think I'm walking on the street or something, and you can see like my bracelet, my little tattoo here. You can see my ring and like this other ring that I had on.
Okay.
And I have that photo and I've been thinking about posting it, but I don't know why. I feel like weird about it.
Why?
Because I'm not trying to post it to be like, because we've already been married.
Okay.
So it's like, I know, like, we've already been married. People know that we're married, or at least some people know.
Some people just found out today.
Yes, people just found out today. and I don't know. I'm not trying to, like, be explaining myself.
Okay. Well,
online.
So what are you really saying?
What I'm really saying
is that you don't want to post
that I
it.
Feel like, because a lot of people don't know that we're married, like they just can't tell, or they don't know for some reason, because we're not just like talking about it all the time. If I post that, then somebody would be like, oh my god, did you get married, whatever, and then I'll have to be like, no, I've been married, and they're like, well, you haven't had a ring this whole time, and I'm like, well, yeah, because we just got it now, like 4 years later, and they're gonna be like, what, you know?
If you want to post it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true, right?
It doesn't matter, you know. Now my new thing is it's not even my new thing, but it's like, I don't want to overthink things. I just want to keep things chill, because I'm already overthinking anything that has to do with work.
Yeah.
Anything other than work, it's like, just do what you want. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to explain yourself to family, to whoever, to anybody. Unless you want to. But like, with this, especially like with social media and posting stuff, it's like, it doesn't matter. You want to post something, post it. People ask you questions, you can either answer or don't answer. You know?
Yeah, I guess. And at the same time, I'm not trying to like post that to be like, look at my ring, or look, I got
but,
a ring.
But even if you did, you know, think about that. Even if you did, what's wrong with that? Because you are excited about it. People, if you listen to this episode, you know how excited we are to have this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
finally.
This whole episode is pretty much about this.
Exactly. So how are you going to be like, oh, like, I'm not going to.
It's definitely nice to have. I mean, I don't have as many men coming up to me as Yoni has women coming up to him.
That is very true.
That's
not true, actually. It's not true.
I couldn't tell you the last time a man like walked up to me.
Yeah, what happened yesterday? I walk up to you
God.
I found your I have Alia's location.
I was with my sister getting some tacos.
She was with her sister getting some tacos, and I'm in the city somewhere. I was getting something done, and then I was finished. So I look at her location. I call her. No, first I call her to ask where you were, and she wasn't answering. So I'm like, okay, cool.
What's funny is,
let me look in the location.
I told
see
him where we were going to be. So
okay,
I don't know
cool.
I
but this is like 2 hours later. I didn't know you were still there.
It wasn't that long, but okay.
So then I look at the location. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm only 5 minutes away. Let me just walk to where she is, right? So I'm walking towards the place she's at. And then from the distance, I see a group sitting. And it looks like it's you. No, it kind of looked like you and your sister, but then it kind of didn't for some reason.
Okay.
Because my brain just couldn't figure out why you were sitting at that specific spot. But I'll explain it a little bit later. So I cross the street and I get around like the restaurant. And as I'm crossing the street, I'm looking over and Allie was one of the girls in that big group of men that I saw just talking, right? So it was her and her sister and then like four other guys. They were just talking, like serious conversation as if like they were like...
Yeah, like we were like friends, like we knew each other.
Yeah. And I kind of just walk up and Allie was like, oh, hi, this is Yoni, my husband. That's the first thing you said, right?
Of course, I got to make sure they know.
Did you say that before?
I mentioned my husband before, yeah, because I was like, oh, yeah, my husband and I first moved to Nolita.
Oh, you did? Okay.
When so they anyways, asked, like, where in the city we
live. Okay, so I'm walking up and I'm thinking like, oh, shit, here's the moment. Here's the moment that I catch Allie talking to some guys.
First of all.
And then I was just like, oh, hey, guy, what's up? But everybody was nice. You know, these cool, yeah, these guys were cool. They shook my hand. I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, did you give them our podcast at all?
No, I didn't get to even talk about what we do.
No, okay, that's good. That's good. So.
Oh, just in case they're listening.
Yeah, just in case they listen. So everybody kind of like shook my head with a big smile on their face. Kind of we're not trying to do anything slick.
Oh, really?
That's what I got. Like,
oh, interesting.
From this guy, the other guy was everybody was super nice. But I don't know, it was kind of like funny a little bit because I know what they were probably thinking.
Which is
her husband is probably wondering, like, what are we talking about?
Okay, you think that that's what they're thinking, you think.
So then they made me feel comfortable from the beginning.
Like, to reassure you.
To reassure, like, you're
just... like, this is chill.
Yeah. No.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. I mean, it was super chill. Like, they just asked us, what tacos did y'all get? And then, because they sat right behind us.
So then I sit down and, you know, y'all was in the middle of the conversation. So I just kind of joined.
One of the guys was like a teacher, and I thought it was so interesting because you don't really meet teachers that are like young. I feel like you assume.
Which one was the teacher?
The one that was sitting like right next to me.
Oh, the guys. Okay. Yeah.
He had like a hat on, but yeah, super chill guys. Like, they just asked, what tacos did you get? And then, I don't know, I just felt there's times and there's moments when I'm just a chatty Cathy. Okay. I feel like if you catch me in the right moment, I'm feeling the right vibe and like you're chill. Like, I'm down to talk about whatever.
Damn,
just like literally chop it up, as I've been saying.
See, me, I don't have a problem with that because I can be the same.
You are the same.
But you know, like if that was reversed, right? Let's say you're coming up to me and I'm sitting in a group of five women and we're just talking, just some good old, just good conversation, right?
I wouldn't be surprised.
And then you walk, why you say that?
Because I feel like you're very approachable.
Okay.
If it was four girls sitting and you were with your friend,
mm-hmm.
who was also a guy,
mm-hmm.
and you guys were like all talking together, I wouldn't think anything.
Yeah, I mean, because that's how, but.
And I wouldn't feel any type of threatened, like nothing. At all, because I know that you're just talking.
I didn't feel that either.
I don't think you were.
Yeah, I didn't think that. I was just talking about the guy's perspective.
Okay.
Like, what I think they were thinking. But yeah. I might be wrong too. I don't know.
No,
guys.
I can see that.
I don't know.
No, I can see that. Right? Especially when I said like, oh yeah, this is my husband, blah, 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 whatever. Like, I know that they probably were like, oh shit, bro, like, we're not trying to do nothing.
Yeah, because they don't know the type of relationship we have. We're chill. So they don't know if it was going to be a scene like, yo.
Like, why are you talking to my girl?
No, that could have been a thing. Or maybe I would have been mad at you.
Yeah, and like the vibes would be weird.
Exactly. But it wasn't like that at all because they saw I'm a chill guy.
Yeah, like, and also like, we're just talking. Like, just because it's a, just because
they're
guys. No,
okay, but you can't say we're just talking because there's some people in relationships that if that happened, it's like, it's going to be a conversation at home.
But they're just people. Just because they're men doesn't mean like automatically
I agree. But not there's a lot of different types of relationships out there. There's some toxic shit. There's some that the moment I talk to the opposite sex, it's like...
I'm sorry. The way we were talking, they could have been girls. Like, that's like the type of conversations we're having. It was just so, like, talking about, like, rock climbing. For some reason, they knew hella shit about Seattle.
What?
Which was so funny. Yeah, because I think one of them, he was, like, his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend used to, like, go to school there. Or I don't remember. But then it was crazy because I kept... Then I was like, okay, like, he was bringing shit up that I was like, there's no way you can know this much about Seattle. Like, neighborhoods, like different stores to go to. And I was like, wait, I never been to this store. And then we figured out it was a store that used to be called that, but now it hasn't been called that. So I'm like, damn, it's been a long time since you've been in Seattle. You know? It was just funny, but it was just chill
like,
shit.
Like, he was there before you.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. But, yeah. It's cool. You know, it's like, it was a very much a New York moment where you end up, you know, it's like, we're probably never going to see these guys again. Like, I don't remember their names.
I remember
cool.
One guy was Ty.
Ty?
Yeah, Ty.
Really?
That's the guy that had like the big reassurance smile on his face. Like, bro, we're just chilling.
Oh, really? I didn't even talk. I don't know which one that was.
Yeah.
I mostly talked to the guy that was next to me, but yeah, chill vibes. You know, I had my ring on, so they saw that one.
Mm-hmm. I like having it on, and honestly,
I'm curious to see your experience, like,
with the ring and
with
see.
If, like, women give you a different vibe or shit like that.
Yo, women be doing the cutest shit sometimes. Like, they'll write their name on napkins and be like, hey, my friend over there, she just kind of shy. She just wanted to say hi.
Awesome.
Or like, no, I'm just kidding. That did happen.
Girls are cute. Girls are cute. And you're cute. You know, I'm not. Like, what, like, why? I'm mad that girls want.
But I always think it's kind of, like, funny when you send your friend to go tell the guy.
Nah, I get it. Because the friend is going to come through. The friend is going to be like, I got you, girl. Like, I'm going to do that. Because
the
friend has no stake in it.
I know. But then while the friend is talking to me, the person in question is just looking. Is just somewhere, like, looking.
Yeah. You might not even know what they look like. Like, let's say you were single.
And I'm looking over like, yo, like, come here. If I was single.
That's what I'm saying. If you were single, yeah, I'm like, you better not be saying that shit now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, now I just
imagine.
Get that. Now I honestly just get the number and be like, oh, thanks. And I just never text back.
Yeah.
Or I just never text.
Never kind of text back.
But that's kind of like, we talked about that once before. Like, you shouldn't take someone's number
and give
if
them,
you
like,
know, if you know you're not going to text them. But the only reason why I take the number is because I just don't want to, whether it's a friend that gave it to me or it was direct face-to-face, I kind of always take it and say, think.
Nah, I think it's totally
now I can't
chill
say it with the ring, huh?
It's totally chill if you, and understandable too, and respectable. Like if someone
respectable?
Respectable?
No. Like, you mean to, like, tell me that if I take a number, you think it's respectable?
No, I was about to say it's super respectable. I don't know if that's the word. To say, like, oh, that's really nice, but I'm married.
Yeah.
Because that's, first is the truth. Second, you can't even argue with that. And it's like, it's not. It's
what
not
if she said, no, you're not?
It's not a girlfriend type thing. Because it's like, oh, I have a girlfriend. It's like, a lot of people look at that. It's like, yeah, everybody got a girlfriend. Everybody
yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter. Like,
it's
where
like
she
temporary,
at,
could break up. Because, you know.
Like, how's y'all relationship? Y'all good?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, for some reason, if it's there's a girlfriend, it's like, there could easily not be a girlfriend. But nobody would think that way about a wife.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Like a marriage, you know?
No, you got to leave him
it's
alone.
It's on a different note. So I think if someone walks up to you, says, you know, whatever they say, give you a napkin, a paper, blah, blah, blah. I think you're totally chill and nobody would be like feeling some type of way. It's like, oh, he was married. It's like, shit.
Like, what you want me to do? I'm living my life. No, I'm definitely going to start saying that more
often. Yeah, and he's just going to start like somehow making his hand part of the conversation. Like, put his hand on the table or something.
I will not be doing that.
Yeah, that's so
extra. Okay.
Are we done yet?
Yeah, so.
I feel like we're an hour in now.
No, I feel like there was something else that I want. What were we talking about in the beginning of the episode? We started to talk about something and then we got into the rings, but I really liked what we were talking about right before. Was it Instagram? No. Yo, it's so crazy because I wanted to get back to that just for a little bit because I had something else to say. You don't remember?
I don't remember at all. I feel like I blacked out this whole time.
Oh my goodness.
You guys know how it works.
If this was a live podcast and we could read the chat, I would have loved to see someone say, because if you're listening right now and you remember what we talked about in the beginning, I would have loved
I feel
to.
Like they probably won't remember what you said.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
we could pause it and see what it was.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm probably going to remember.
We were talking about like having people over.
Having people over?
Yeah, like eat, like sitting across the dinner table.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think the episode is done.
Yeah, I think we're done. My sister's here in town for about a week. She's currently at a concert. Oh, yeah. And I've been really enjoying this, like, going to bed early type.
Have you ever been to a concert back to back?
You want to talk about that right now?
Just real quick. Okay. Like, you go to your favorite artist and he's in town for like a couple nights. Are you going to go to both shows and buy both tickets? It's not like one of them was free.
Okay, let's not judge my sister.
I'm not judging. I'm just trying to understand.
Why are you yelling?
Oh, am I? I'm just trying to understand the people who go to it, the same show twice back to back.
Basically, she's going to the show tonight and then she's going to the same show by the same guy in the same venue tomorrow night. Twice.
Now, if you do this, why?
This is like a K-pop type, you know, like guy. He's like part of BTS. If you're into that, you know, you might not know. You might know about it. I don't know. It's a very like unfamiliar territory to me. And I know people, as I said earlier, because we're talking about this.
It's not.
I know people do this with Beyonce.
People do this with The Weeknd. And The Weeknd, if there's one concert I will go to, is The Weeknd concert.
I just think you have to be a specific type of fan to go twice, you know? And she said, she was like, you know, I want to go twice because the first time I went to, you know, another concert, she was here back in March or something. And the first time she went to the time she went to the concert, she didn't really remember. Like, she kind of was like so in awe by everything that was going on.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So she was like, I wish I could go again because then I could just like really watch it again for the second time. Yeah, I kind of get it, I guess, you know, but I'm also just not a big concert goer. I don't love concerts that much to that level. And most of the time,
but
like,
I don't get
that hype. Like, I'm really like listening. So I'm like, I can't miss it. I'm there. I've seen it.
But I mean, think about it. If the show was different or if it was someone else, then I'm like, okay, cool. I paid $400 for ticket number one for day one. And then the second day, you pay another $400 or $300.
I mean, you're just
for the same thing.
You're just making numbers up at this point. Yeah, that's one thing that I can't get behind, that I'm like, when it's you go to a concert for the first time, you keep yelling, bro.
Sorry, guys.
When it's the first concert, when you're watching a concert for the first time, it's like you kind of, you see it for the first time. You're thinking like maybe they did it. I would hate to see the concert again and every single thing is the exact
same. It is. The timing of the fire.
Then it makes me feel like, damn, this shit is really like not special for us.
No, it's not. What you think? When people go on world tour, you think they're making a special show for every city?
I mean,
are you crazy?
Not necessarily, but I feel like it would lose some of the magic. You know what I mean?
It'll definitely lose a lot of them because everything that's going
to
happen.
Because there's things that they put in the show to make it seem like it's random or it's special for.
Nah, that's
or it's
that's
like in the moment improvised.
That's your perspective.
You guys, you tell us in the comments on Spotify right now where you're listening, right?
when you go to a concert, don't you feel like there's things that are, they just feel like they're specifically done, kind of like in the moment?
Of course, when they
maybe
talk.
There's something that they say, or like, or when they go, like, choose someone in the audience.
So you'll go for a whole other concert just for that?
No, I'm saying I think it would ruin the experience if you go twice and you see how every single thing is so planned out that it's not that special.
Well, you'll be disappointed. That's why you should never go twice.
Yeah, I mean, okay? I'm never planning to go on to a concert, same concert twice. But okay, I'm starting to get tired and...
What should people comment at the end of the episode if they got all the way to our...
You should comment what I just told you. I said...
Really? From the whole wedding ring thing, you want to talk about... What did you
say? The concert. That's how you know they listened all the way to the end. Because who knows? I don't know what the title of this episode is going to be.
Honestly, comment whatever you want. We just appreciate you being here, hanging out with us for another hour plus.
Of off-topic, chopping it
up.
Yo,
you guys, this is crazy because when I sat down, I didn't know what we were going to talk about today.
Me neither. Absolutely. We were on the subway earlier, coming home from somewhere. I was stressed. I was like, what are we talking about today?
She asked me. She was like, so what are we going to talk about today on the podcast? And I was... Sometimes I don't want to think about it right away. I need to be in the right space. So, yeah. But yeah.
So Yoni was like, I can't think about it right now. We'll talk about it when we get home.
I was like, can we talk about it later?
And then I got home and I was like, okay, so what are we going to...
The moment we got home, I'm telling you, I didn't even take my shoes off. She was like, okay, babe, so what do you want to talk about? And I got mad a little bit.
Yeah, Yoni got mad at me.
Because I could feel the stress.
I was stressed because sometimes I'm like, what if we run out of things to talk about?
Yeah, I know. That's been your fear for 4 years.
It's been a fear for 4 years, and I don't know if it will ever go away, but...
We always figure it out, and we always did, okay? So the episodes...
Somehow. I don't know. It's like magic.
Yeah, exactly.
We got that magic.
Yeah, well... Thanks, guys, for listening, hanging out with us. I'm going to edit this episode and
put it out, basically.
Okay, well, you got to add music and get, you know, you got to add something to it, you know? I'm not just going to upload it like that.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Okay, thanks. We got to go, guys. And yeah, have a good night. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of the week. It's so hot in New York today that...
It felt like you were in an oven the whole time.
It felt like you were in an oven.
But like a humid oven.
And you were locked in the oven.
Wow.
That wasn't funny. Okay. Okay, bye.
Okay, love you so much and see you here next week.
Bye.
Bye.